Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us today. Our passage is from 1 John 2, 15 through 17, which says this: Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. I listened to an old sermon from the 1800s this week called The Expulsive Power of a New Affection. And I'm just kind of going to lay out the premise of this sermon, and I'll go ahead and put a link to an audio version of it in the show notes if you want to check out the full thing. But this was kind of a reminder of an idea I heard a long time ago for me, and I think is helpful. And the idea is this: we are worshipers. We are created to worship. We are created to pursue. We are created to seek. We are created to work. And when we find our affections and our worship and our work and our desires latched onto something that is unhelpful, that is less than, it's not simply enough to try to explain to a person or to ourselves, this isn't worth your time, this isn't going to last, this isn't valuable, because we were made to worship, we were made to pursue, we were made to work, and we have something to work towards, to pursue, to love. We must combat that lesser desire with a greater desire. In the sermon, the pastor, Thomas Chalmers, points out that this passage in 1 John 2 that we just read makes no sense to the world. Do not love the things you love. Do not pursue the things you pursue. But these are the greatest things: the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, the pride of life. This is pleasure for myself. This is achievement for myself. This is pride in my accomplishments. What do you mean don't love these things? What else is there to love? And over and against that, we must have the love of God, the love that we were created for. Calvin, in his Institutes of the Christian Religion, said that the human mind is a perpetual forge of false gods. A way that often gets translated into modern English is that our hearts are idol-making factories. It means we are always finding things that we should worship or we think will make us happy. And the greatest remedy to lesser loves is a greater love. What does Jesus tell us, quoting the Old Testament, is the greatest commandment? He says, you should love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. So if you're finding something today that is competing with God for your affection, your attention, your headspace, if when you sit down and have nothing else to think about, your thoughts drift to something that, you know, is at best worthless and at worst is sinful, is calling you away from following God, consider how you can stir yourself up with affection for your heavenly Father, diving into the riches of His Word, praying and asking for Him to restore you to the joy of your first love. We were made to pursue. We were made to worship. We were made to love. And so let's give ourselves to the thing that we were created to love, to pursue, and to seek, because this will be the weapon we can use against lesser things that are calling us away from our heavenly Father. God, thank you for this truth that we are called not to love the things of this world, but we were made by you to love you, that the best thing for us is a relationship with you. So God, show us how we can grow in that, how we can give ourselves more and more in our emotions and our affections, God, to seeking after you for your glory and our good. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.